And this is the same type of damage that's done when a Jew hits another Jew or causes a wound to another Jew. That's also activating the blood. Especially if somebody removes a limb from someone, which causes the das to leave that aver. The neshama, we spoke about before, that chasrom, somebody cuts off somebody's hand, they remove the life from that hand. The life of something is the neshama of that item, the soul of it. The hand is still there, it's just lifeless now, chasrom, because it's been detached from the body, from the nervous system, chasrom. Now, Rav Nosson says, we had learned earlier that the das that's found in each and every organ of the body is called the moshe that's found in each and every organ of the body. And now Rav Nosson says, this is why you'll find an interesting thing. In the Torah, when it discusses not striking another Jew, V'alkein Moshe Rabbeinu Mazhir Alzeh. Rabbeinu Zal said in Likutei Moran that it's the Moshe Rabbeinu in every organ of our body that reminds us about Hashem, about doing the mitzvahs that pertain to that part of the body. Rav Nosson says, this is why it's Moshe Rabbeinu also that reminds us not to hit another Jew. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who said to Dosan Vaviram, Rosha, why are you hitting that other Jew? This is symbolic that whenever a Jew wants to strike another Jew, then the Moshe Rabbeinu that's found in every single organ of a Jew's body screams and says, Russia, how could you hit me? How could you hit this part of the body? As the Pasuk says in Chumash, Vayomer lo Russia, lomo sakareyecha. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who said to the Russia, why are you hitting him? Shem Moshe mazir alzeh tomid. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who's shouting this warning, ki hu melubosh b'chol eivar v'eivam Yisrael. Because he's the one who is found inside every organ of every Jew's body. And when a Jew strikes another Jew in any organ of his body, the main damage is the damage to the das of that aver, which is the damage to the Moshe Rabbeinu of that aver. Because by somebody striking somebody else, especially if they actually cause a loss of usage of a part of the body, what happens is the das leaves that part of the body. The nervous system, that part of the body dies. It becomes numb or dead or whatever it is. And that's what manifests itself in the bleeding. When you punch somebody hard enough in the arm, or cause internal bleeding or external bleeding, Rav Nosson says, I'll show you what's happening spiritually. There's das that's found inside every organ of the body. We said that so long as everything's okay, that das is encased in an aver of the body. The avorim of the body are 248, which is chesed, which is Avraham, we said before. And as we're going to see soon, corresponds to the 248 positive mitzvahs of the Torah, which are also chesed. The mitzvahs loisase in the Torah are din, gvura. Don't do this, don't do that. The positive mitzvahs are always referred to as chasodim, and you know chasodim. So there's 248 organs in our body corresponding to the 248 positive mitzvahs, which is chasodim. The das, our neshama, which is distributed among all 248 organs of our body, is the Moshe Rabbeinu inside of us that's distributed among all these parts of the body. When everything is beseder, the das is melubash b'chasodim. The moment you hit somebody and cause external or internal bleeding, that shows that you've removed that casing of chesed, or you've damaged the casing of chesed, and now there's red there, there's blood, there's gvuros. You've replaced the chesed, which the das was encased in, with gvuros. V'alkein Moshe mazhir alzeh tomid. And this is why in the Chumash, of all the people that Hashem chose to be the one to make this statement, why are you hitting another Jew? It was Moshe. because Moshe Rabbeinu is the symbol of what's found in every Jew, what's found in every organ of every single Jew. He's the one who's being attacked. That's what's being trespassed when a Jew strikes another Jew. Now Rav Nosson Zal goes into a Musar type of explanation of this now. Because in fact, this was the main purpose behind Hashem taking us out of Mitzrayim and giving us the Torah. So that our blood should settle into the organs of our body. So that the das, the neshama that's found inside of us, should become cloaked in chasodim. Chasodim being the organs of our body where the blood is hidden. It's under the skin. It's suppressed. It's controlled. Kemuva biksodim. As is brought in the writings of the Arizal, she'ikr yitzias Mitzrayim hoya bebechinas leido, that the main concept of Klal Yisrael coming out of Mitzrayim symbolizes a birth. Lezake chadamim bechinas heimine damim, which involves the purification of the bloods, the five different types of blood. Ayin Shom, look in the writings of the Arizal where he talks about this. Hainu, what he means to say over there is, Sheyu nimtokim hadomim, that the blood, which symbolizes redness, harshness, should become subdued, suppressed, controlled, sweetened. Bechinas gevura, his blood, which represents gevura, should be sweetened into chasodim. Shezel bechinas shenivla hadam be'evorim. This is the concept of the blood receding into the organs of the body. Just like when a baby is born, originally the blood is sort of on the surface, and the baby can come to bleeding much more easily and to chas shalom dangerous damage. And those first few weeks of the baby's life, or possibly months, the procedure that's taking place is called that the dam is being nivla be'evorim. The blood is receding and taking its proper place in the different organs of the body, where it's encased properly and controlled properly by the das. Bechinas shenivla hadam beivorim, where the blood is being swallowed up by the eivorim. Shehim bechinas chasodim, the organs represent chesed. Bechinas ramach mitzvoy sasei, corresponding to the 248 positive commandments of the Torah, which are called the kindness, the chesed side of the Torah. Watch his explanation now. The Gemara says that a Jew who causes bodily harm to another person, one of the five payments is called nezek. How do we calculate nezek? The Gemara says, we evaluate the person. I don't care if he's a diamond cutter, or if he's a president, or if he's a multimillionaire, or if he's a garbage cleaner. No matter what he is, because you would say a person who gets paid $1,000 an hour, if you break his arm, the nezek is millions of dollars. Versus a person who doesn't do work with his arm at all. His work involves footwork. You know, he's a soccer player, let's say. You know, you might say that his arm doesn't have anywhere near that same value. The Gemara says, no, I don't care who it is. The way we evaluate nezek, there's other payments. But the nezek payment, we take this guy, we see how much he could be sold as a servant with the arm and without the arm. And that's how we calculate the value of the arm. Rav Nosson Zal explains, Zer remez al hanal. This is hinting to what we started saying over here about the Yidden being slaves in Mitzrayim and coming out. Ki ikar kabolas ha-toiro tluya b'yitzias Mitzrayim. The main concept of Klal Yisrael being ready to receive the Torah involved leaving Mitzrayim, daika. K'mayshe kosuv eitzel kama mitzvois, as is written by many mitzvahs in the Torah, yitzias Mitzrayim. It mentions the fact that we have this mitzvah because we left Egypt. U'k'mayshe kosuv ba'ascholas hayuda debrois, shen klal ha-Torah, and is written in the opening statement of the Ten Commandments, which summarizes the entire Torah. It says there, I am the Hashem who took you out of Egypt, who took you out of slavery. The main purpose for Klal Yisrael receiving the Torah was to eliminate from us the concept of slaves, avdus. Shehu bechinas zuamas hanochosh, which is the filth which the snake injected into Chava. Bechinas chom, kenan, eved avodin, kemuva. It's brought that as a result of Adam and Chava eating from the tree of wisdom, Hashem cursed them. It says, Oror. And the term curse in the Torah is synonymous with slavery or servitude. Because the pasuk says, Oror Kenan, Eved Avodim Yelecho. Kenan is cursed. What's the curse? Avdus, servitude. That's the curse. So we see that this servitude dates back to the snake, to the Zuama of the snake, the bad advice that he gave to Chava. This is why it was impossible for Klal Yisrael to receive the Torah until they left Egypt. They left slavery. And only then were we able to receive the Torah, because the Torah is called freedom. One of the names of the Torah is freedom. As the Pasuk says, Chorus al haluchos, that the word of Hashem was inscribed, engraved on the stone tablets. And the Gemara says, Vamrazal al tikri chorus. The Gemara says, don't just read that word charut, which means inscribed, elo chorus. Read it freedom. She'ein locha ben chorin, elo mi she'oisek ha-toyra. Because there is no one on earth that's called a free person like a person who studies Torah. That's the true freedom. Freedom from your own silly desires and from all the nonsense of this world. Because the Gemara says that from the time that Chava ate from the Eitz Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, the Jews had a certain filth inside of them. And that's what caused them to have to die. And the Gemara says that when the Jews received the Torah on Mount on Har Sinai, that filth stopped. And there was a possibility that they would no longer have to die. And it was only after they participated in the Egel Hazov that it became reactivated. Va'oz yotzu legamri bebchinas avdus Mitzrayim. At Matan Torah is when the Jews left completely the slavery and servitude of Egypt. V'kiblu ha-Torah, they received the Torah, shekluwa meramach mitzvos, which is a combination of 248 positive commands, keneged ramach evorim, corresponding to the 248 organs of the body. V'chol evar v'evar, each and every single specific organ of the body, alidei ha-mitzvah ha-miyuchedes lois o'evar, based on the specific mitzvah that corresponds to that organ of the body, alidei zeh yoytze me'avdus l'cherus. That's what takes that particular organ of the body out of the category of slave into the category of freedom. When the person fulfills the mitzvah that corresponds to that organ of the body, that's what takes that specific organ out of servitude into freedom. Dehainu shenifsach mimenu azuama, which means he cuts off that poison, that filth that was originally attached to that organ of the body. Shehu bechinas avdus, which is synonymous with servitude, slavery, v'zoche lecherus, and he's zoche to freedom, shehu bechinas ha-Torah, which is the Torah. The Alkane lo yotzu Yisrael mi Mitzrayim at shehoyo shishim riboy nefoshos. And this is also why the Jews couldn't leave Egypt until they reached a certain number, 600,000 Jews, keneged shishim riboy oseis ha-Torah, corresponding to the 600,000 letters of the Torah. Ki ha-Torah hi bechinas koimas odon, because the Torah corresponds to the human form. The bechinas, as the pasuk says in Chumash, zois ha-Torah odom. This is the Torah, man. That the Torah, just like the human body, has 248 parts to it, the Torah has 248 corresponding parts. And as is written in Tikkuni Zoyar, ba'oiraiso is reisho va'ainim ve'evorin ve'gufa. The Torah, just like the human body, has a head and it has eyes and it has ears and a trunk of the body, so too the Torah has a head and the Torah has eyes to it and the Torah has a body to it. Chochi is b'Yisrael. And so too in the Jewish nation, there is a head of the Jewish nation, there are the eyes of the Jewish people, etc. V'chol zman shelo nishlamu Yisrael ad shishim riboy, so long as the Jews had not yet reached a a total of 600,000 lo nishtalim bechinas koimas odom kedusha shehu bechinas hatorah. They had not yet filled the corresponding format of the 600,000 letters of the Torah. V'alkein lo yochlu adayin lotzeis me'avdus lecherus. Therefore, they weren't ready yet to leave slavery and go to freedom, because freedom is the Torah. And it's only when the Torah is complete, which is completed by the completion of Klal Yisrael, then you're ready to make that total transfer from Avdus to Cherus. Ki yefshir lotzeis me'avdus lecherus, dahainu lahachmia zua masanochosh, kiim kishenishlam b'chinas koimas odom, shu b'chinas ha-Torah, shal yodo daiko yoitz me'avdus lecherus. It is impossible to go from slavery to freedom, which means to go from filth, to get rid of that filth, unless the Torah has been filled from A to Z. The Torah is complete from A to Z, which is, and only then is the person ready to exit completely, 100% from slavery to Cherus. Ki b'Mitzrayim lo nizdakhu hadamim adayim ad sheyotzu kemuva, because it's brought in Sifrei Kabbalah that while the Jews were in Egypt, the blood had not yet become purified. It had not yet become completely nivla beivorim. V'ze ikar b'chinas avdus al yedei takvuroi sadomim. And the main concept of slavery is when the blood is raging. Shezeu ikra golus v'avdus. That's the main concept of slavery and exile, when there's this redness, this gvura. B'bechinas mashikosav b'tikunim linyan haneshama, as the Tikkuni Zohar writes about the neshama of a Jew, the kad golas b'koved, when a Jew's neshama is trapped in the liver of the person, itmar bei, it says about the posuk, tich itmar bo, it says about it, tichbad ho avoido, you're going to have to do hard labor, heavy labor. It's amazing. In Yiddish, the word for liver is labor. In English, you have the word labor, which means servitude, you know, hard labor, which slavery, servitude, that kind of thing. Rav Nosson Zal is showing from the Tikkuni Zohar how this is tied together. The Tikkuni Zohar says that when a Jew's soul is being controlled by his negative inclinations, by the liver, which the Gemara tells us the liver is total redness. The liver represents Esav. What does it result in? There's a pasuk in the Chumash. The pasuk, when Moshe Rabbeinu came to take the Jews out of servitude, and Paro said, you want to take them out? I'm going to make their work 1,000 times harder now. He used the word tichbad ho'avoido. Kaved means difficult, heavy. He said, I'm going to make their work harder. The Zohar Kodesh says, tichbad is the word kaved, the liver. That results in avoida. When the neshama is trapped by the liver, it's being controlled by the liver, by the evil inclination, that the red side, that's when the person is forced to avoida, hard labor. V'hakoved mole dam. The liver is full of blood. Ki ikar ho avdus, b'chinas tichbat avoida, shu b'chinas zua masanochosh, hu b'chinas tagburas hadamim, habo me hakoved shemole dam. Because the main concept of work, struggle in work, working hard and servitude and labor, which is called tichbad ho'avoida, which comes from that zua masanochesh, it's based on the 39 curses that were given at the time that the snake got Adam and Chava to eat from Eitz Hadas. It's all based on this arousal of blood, this hisgadlus hadamim, which comes from the liver. Ki zua masanochesh hu bechinas damim tmeim. Bechina, because the filth of the snake is synonymous with bad blood. As the Gemara says about Chava, shepirso Chava al yidei achilas eitz hadas, k'mo shemazal. The Gemara says, when did Chava start having her period? When did blood start flowing by a woman? From the eitz hadas. As a result of that zuamo of the nochosh, that's what resulted in his gabrus hadamim. These two go together. Vayidei ha-Torah shehi remach mitzvois, whereas through the Torah, which is made up of 248 positive instructions, kenegedei vorim shelodom, corresponding to the organs of the person, not the blood, corresponding to the organs of the body, which is the chesed, alidei ze nivla hadam beivorim. That's how the blood gets absorbed into the organs. And then The das inside of us, which is the Moshe inside of us, is encased in chesed. Shehem b'chinas evorim, she'al yodoy, shehem b'chinas evorim, which is the organs, shal yodoy hoya ikur hagula. He's the one who brought about the main gula, taking the Jews out of exile. Vazai migolim v'yotzim me'afus l'cheres kanal. And then we are redeemed and taken out from slavery into cheres. V'alkein kishe'echot choyvel b'chaveroi. Therefore, when a Jew physically harms another Jew, u'mechaser mimenu ever, and destroys the use of an organ in the body, v'aydezeh mafshit hadas me'yotzim ever, removing the das from that organ, umizgabrim hadamim chas v'shalom adei ha'havola, and causing a flow of blood, an arousal of the symbol of blood as a result of that chabala, shehem bechinas gvurois, blood which is gvurois, v'azai kishemachas mimenu ezeiver, umizfalik hadas misham chas v'shalom, azai choizer umizgaber chas v'shalom bechinas avdus mitzrayim. What you're causing is, you're reactivating by causing the das to leave and the blood to flow. You're taking that organ and setting it back to slavery in Mitzrayim. Because we said that's what slavery in Mitzrayim was all about. It was before Moshe Rabbeinu, the das, came along and took them out. It was when there was no das, and it was when the blood was strong. Tigbur Sadamim. Me'achar shechosim mimenu ever, as a result of taking away the use of that organ, shezehu ki'ilu choser mimenu mitzvah echod, which means it's as if you unplugged that Jew from one mitzvah in the Torah. Ki b'chol ever melubash Moshe, because we said before that in each and every ever of a Jew's body, Moshe Rabbeinu is found in there, u'mazhir al ha-mitzvah ha-shaycha lois ever. And Moshe Rabbeinu is the little man running around in that organ of the body, reminding it, remember, you correspond to this and this one of the 248 mitzvahs, and that's your whole mission in this world. U'kishechoser ho'ever, and when the use of an organ is taken away, mistale kadas misham, that das leaves there, u'keilu choser mimenu mitzvah. It's as if there's no more chance to do the mitzvah that that organ of the body was corresponding to. Vazai, ein boy shleimus koimas odom, so that person is no more a complete person. Shehu bechinas ha-Torah, she-klula me-ramach evorim kanal, which means you've made that person's Torah incomplete, because the Torah has 248 mitzvahs corresponding to the 248 organs of my body. By cutting off the use of an organ in my body, you've stopped me, you've made my Torah incomplete. And when the organs of a person's body are not a complete human organism, corresponding to the complete Torah, then the person falls back to before we got the Torah. What was before we got the Torah? We were slaves. We were servants in Egypt. Because what subdues the avdus, what eliminates the slavery and servitude, is the 248 mitzvahs. We said, "Ein ben choyren ela mishayisef b'Torah." You're only called free if you're attached to the Torah. If your attachment to the Torah becomes incomplete, your freedom is incomplete. You're no longer 100% free. You're partial eved. I love the Ramach mitzvahs haTorah, the 248 mitzvahs of the Torah, which are the concept of a complete organism. V'alkein shomen oisoi ke'eved. Now you understand why the Gemara says that when a Jew inflicts bodily harm on another Jew, and you want to evaluate the damage, you evaluate this person who was harmed as if he were a servant, as if he were a slave. Ke'eved daiko kanal. Because on a spiritual level, that's the damage that you did to that guy. By breaking an organ of his body, you threw him into a bechina of avdus. Because we said the shleimus of the evorim of the body corresponds to the shleimus haTorah. And it's the shleimus haTorah that took us out of slavery. The minute that becomes incomplete, we fall back into the slavery, Rachmon al-Tzlan. V'zehu kol ha-sherboi mum lo yikrav. And this is why the Torah says that when it comes to Kohanim, those that get to serve Hashem the closest, it says if a Kohen has a mum, if any organ of his body is defective, he can't come close. Why? Ki choser mimenu ever, choser mimenu mitzvah echad min haTorah. Because if one organ of his body is missing, it means a mitzvah of the Torah is missing from his Torah is incomplete. Hainu he'oras hadas, which means his das is incomplete. Because complete das is complete Torah. B'chinas Moshe shem lubash b'chol eivor, which is the Moshe Rabbeinu that's found in every eivor. V'alkein, ein boi shleimus lehiskarev l'ashem l'avoid avodosei tamo. Therefore, this person doesn't have shleimus to do it. Therefore, this person doesn't have shleimus to come close to Hashem and serve Hashem in a complete way. That's what happens when a person has a mum. Now, Rav Lozenzahl is going to explain how the whole concept of serving Hashem, of which the clearest example is the Kohanim bringing korbanos, is tied into this getting rid of avdus and going to cheirus. Ki ikara avoidas the korbanos, because the main avoida of the Kohanim bringing the korbanos in the Beis Hamikdash is lahachmia ruach hebehemius, is to show that we're taking the animal inside of ourselves and subduing it, killing it, you know, sacrificing it for Hashem. Shehu b'chinas zuamas hanochosh. The animal inside of us is the filth of the snake that's inside of us. B'chinas avdus, it's the slave inside of us. Ki eved doime lebehema, because a servant is like an animal. Kimo Yisham Razal, as the Gemara says, we just had this in our Gemara today in Sanhedrin. Ki bekama mekoimos, to become a mekoymos hekeshon hakosul avdecha vamosecha v'chol behemtecha, because we find in many places in the Torah lists them side by side. On Shabbos, you are not allowed to do any work, and your slave is not allowed to do any work, and your animal is not allowed to do any work. The Torah puts them side by side, slave and animal. Ukemay shekosul, and as the Gemara says, am hachamoyer, am hadoyme lechamoyer. When Avram said to Ishmael, stay here with the donkey, im hachamor, the Gemara says, im, ayin mem, spells am, a nation of donkeys, a nation that's compared to donkeys. The goyim are called behemos. So now Rav Nosson says, validei ha-korbonois, and through our act of taking behemos and sacrificing them as korbonois, malin mi behemo la'odam, we're elevating from behemoth to human. Shezehu ikar ha-korban, kemuv mokamachar. The main concept of korban is that the Jew is acknowledging that I did a sin. That means that I acted like a behemoth, and I am a behemoth. And therefore, a behemoth that does a sin deserves to be killed. Instead of killing me, they're taking this behemoth in place of me and murdering it to me to elevate me, to restore me from behemoth back to Adam. To remind me that I'm not a behemoth, I'm not allowed to act like a behemoth. I'm supposed to act like a human being. The ikar ho avoido de kohanim. So now Rav Nosson showed that the concept of bringing korbanos, which is elevating from behemoth to Adam, is a concept of getting rid of the avdus. Because we said eved and behemoth are the same. Getting rid of behemius means getting rid of avdus. The ikar ho avoido ba kohanim. And who are the ones who are chosen to do this? To get rid of the avdus, to get rid of behemis, the kohanim. Why? Because kohen is bechinas das. Shein bechinas das. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, Malachi, ki sifsei kohen yishmeru das, v'toyro yivakshu mipiyu. From the lips of the kohen you will find das, and seek out Torah from his mouth. They were the main learners. They didn't have to work, so they were able to devote more time to learning. The Iker Kedusha Sakoyhanim Alidei Moshe. Where did the Kohanim get their initiation from? From Moshe Rabbeinu. Who's the one who injected, who hit the starter on them, who started them off in their Kedusha? Moshe Rabbeinu. Shehu HaKohen HaRishoin Sheshimesh B'Zayin Yimei Miluim. Hashem made Moshe Rabbeinu a Kohen for 7 days to do the initiation ceremony, the startup of the Mishkan, the startup of the priesthood. Moshe v'Aharon b'Koyanov. Both Moshe Rabbeinu and Aharon HaKoyan are called Koyhanim. V'hu Moshach es Aharon HaKoyan HaRishon u'bono b'kedushas kohuna l'avod avodah. Who is the one who anointed Aharon HaKoyan and his sons to make them into Koyhanim? Moshe Rabbeinu did it. Ki Moshe hu hadas. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is the source of das. shalyodoi ikra ho avoido lahalois mi behema lo odom shubchinas das. Therefore, since he is das, he is the one who has the greatest ability to change from avdus to chayrus, from behema to odom, which is bchinas das. Ki Moshe hekim es hamishkan, because Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who put up the mishkan. V'hayodea laila shayfa b'shayfa. The Zohar Kodesh says he was the only one who had the das to know how to put it together. Lahavdil, you have a model airplane. It takes brains to know how to put the pieces together. The Zohar Kodesh says about Moshe Rabbeinu, he was the one who had the das to know how to put that all together. Ki hamishkan bechinas koimas odom kemuvan b'divrei Rabbeinu zal b'makom acher. Rabbeinu Zal explains in Torah Beis and Likutei Moran that just like the human body is composed of 248 organs and 365 tendons corresponding to the mitzvahs of the Torah, so too the Mishkan was in human format. So too Maaseh Bereishis. All of these things are a carbon copy of each other. Hashem, the Torah, mankind, the Mishkan, are all in this corresponding form called Adam. V'alkein kol asher boi mum. Therefore, any person that has a physical defect, v'azai ein mislabesh boi sayever, v'azai ein mislabesh, and then the das is not cloaked in that aver, boi sayever, v'azai ein mislabesh, I think there's a word missing, azai ein mislabesh hadas boi sayever. That's what it must mean. Then the das is not cloaked in that aver because that aver is damaged. Osur loy lasos avodas kahuna. He is not qualified to do the avoda of kahuna. Ki ena yochel lalos mi behema bechinas afus lo bechinas odom, because he is incapable of elevating from behema, which is eved, to odom. Now Rav Nosson Zal says the alkei nikro and maise akrabonos b'shem avoda. Now I'll tell you another thing. Why do you think the term avoida is used for the bringing of sacrifices in the Beis HaMikdash? Because the theme behind it is getting rid of avdus. Avoida is the ability to eliminate eved. Ki al yodom machnia bechinas avdus, because through the avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, by taking these animals and sacrificing them and elevating the person from eved to odom, that's how you're eliminating the avdus. V'zoichin v'b'chinas odom, v'chinas das, sh'u hepecho avdus, sh'u b'chinas behemi, zuhama sanofosh, ruach shtus. Ki ze ikar ha-korban. This is the main concept behind the sacrifice, l'chaper al ha-chet habo me ruach shtus, to atone for the sin which was caused by lack of das, sh'u maise behema, which is an animal deed, v'lalo is l'b'chinas das, b'chinas odom, and to rise up to the level of das, which is human. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'zeh b'chinas hei dvorim shemishnalim achilu b'chaveroi," and this is why, when a person inflicts bodily damage on another Jew, he's got to make five categories of payments, keneged hei minei damim, corresponding to the five types of blood that the Gemara mentions in the Sefer Nida. That in blood there are five different types. Ki alidei hachabolo poigein b'hadamim. Because when a Jew inflicts bodily harm into another Jew, what's the crime? The crime is pigam in dam. V'alkein, sorach l'shalim lo yehe min edamim. Therefore, the tikkun has to be related to the five types of blood. The hainu, nezek, tsar, ripusha, you know, the five types of payments. Ki domim tarte mashma. Because the Gemara says the word domim has two meanings. The word domim means blood, and the word domim means money. The payment that's made, the domim, the money that you make, the five types of domim that you pay are the tikkun for the five types of domim, the five types of blood that become nivgam. Vaidei hatashlumim hei domim anal, and by paying those five categories of money, domim, payment, choyzer umesakein umamtik hei minei damim. The person goes ahead and fixes and sweetens the five types of blood, which represent gevura, the choisrin hadomim v'nivloim beivorim, and the bloods, the five types of blood, recede back into the organs of the body, v'nislavesh hadas b'chasodim, and then the das gets redressed in chesed, hainu beivorim, which is the organs of the body, shem chinas chasodim, ki hadamim shehim agvura, yisvim tokim kanal, because the blood, which symbolized Gvura, was sweetened, was rectified through these five types of payments, where the guy was able to go to the doctor and get himself put back together and get everything fixed up again, hopefully. Vazai hadas zach v'tzach. And then the das goes back to its pure state. Bechinas misitra diyamina moicha chivra kikaspa. The Zohar Kodesh says that on the right side, the brain, the moichin there, is called white like silver. Kaspa is silver and kesef is money. Rav Nosson Zal is bringing this as another proof again that the money payment that's being made, kesef, is whitening, it's rectifying and fixing up the pigam and the domin, the blood, the gvurais, and fixing up the das, this moicha chivra kikaspa. Baruch Hashem. If a person will try to understand this, Rav Nosson Zal took things, two things which seem so totally different. The topic of getting drunk and how that affects a person spiritually, which Rabbeinu Zal, he could have given a whole explanation to, and Rav Nosson Zal took that and used it as an overlay on the topic of bodily damage and the whole tikkun for that, and Rav Nosson Zal showed perfect fit between the two, and tied, you know, brought in 20, 30 spiritual concepts that he explained and clarified, you know, in the process. Baruch Hashem.